This episode is sponsored by Basement Systems, the basement and crawl space specialists. You can find them at basementsystems.com.
Welcome to the Handy Guys Podcast, where we work together to complete that honey-do list, featuring answers to your questions and head-to-head tool challenges. Let's get started with the show with the Handy Guys, Brian and Paul.
Welcome to show number 27. And Brian, in this show, we're going to talk about how to get your house prepared in a down market.
Right. How to prepare for a sale.
And the market is awful right now, Brian. I know in different areas of the country, it's worse than others. I hear Florida is awful. California is awful. Las Vegas. It's not a place you want to be if you're trying to sell a house, evidently.
That's what I hear. So what we're going to talk about today is some things you should do and some things you shouldn't do if you're getting ready to put your house on the market.
All right, before we do that, we need to do something that we always do in a downturn or upturn market, and that's give out our contact information.
That's right. You can always call us at area code 615-676-0877.
And you can also email us, of course, at us@handyguyspodcast.com.
Right, or use the contact information, the contact form on our website at handyguyspodcast.com.
All right. And we've gotten a lot of different requests lately. I know I think next week we're going to have one of our call-in questions that we got. We got some good questions about from several different homeowners. But we wanted to address an issue with homeowners before we get specifically to, you know, selling your house. And that's this issue of additions. We've talked about upgrading your basement, remodeling it. And we've also often mentioned, you know, other additions to your house. But I read an interesting article, Brian, recently when I was reading my favorite newspaper. You know what that is?
The Wall Street Journal.
That's it. You got it. The Wall Street Journal. And I was reading an article, and it had a on the May 15th edition. It's been a while. I've kept this article. I've been sitting on it for a while. An article about upgrading your home. And it says that in this article that big ticket renovations will lose value amid this market slump.
That's right. Now, we just did a whole show on finishing your basement. And that's a big ticket item for many people.
Sure.
So you need to take that into consideration. If you're doing a renovation for yourself and you can afford it, then by all means, go ahead and do it. But you probably don't want to go ahead and finish a basement in hopes that it's going to return more than what you invested in.
Right. In an upturn market, when things were all going sky high, you could feel pretty comfortable that if you added a major addition or did something like that, that you were probably going to get a good portion of your money back, maybe 90% even, of what you put into the house, you get it back in a resale of your house. But that's right. Not true anymore.
That's right. Because in the past, what you would want to do is those extras to give your house a competitive edge over the other ones, something distinctive or something
sure.
that makes it stand out from the crowd so that there's an advantage of someone buying your house over another house.
And so when we talk about big additions, let's give some examples, Brian. You know, we talked to, you know, basement could be one, you know, major add-on to your house. What are some other extras that return?
You know, like a full kitchen gut job, replacing with high-end cabinets, stainless steel appliances, granite countertops, and so forth and so on. Those remodels can run 50, 60, 70 grand easily, and you're not going to get that money back out.
Sure. And, you know, when the market was good, you might be able to get 80 cents on the dollar return on a major addition, but you're not seeing that now. You know, you put in that large backyard pool, or, you know, that carport, or you invest a lot and put in a big mudroom, a new kitchen, some other things like that, you're not going to see a return on the dollar right now in this market.
Right. The other thing that's going to hurt you in this market that wasn't really an impact when houses were selling in days or even minutes, and that was bad renovations.
That's a good point. And yeah, so if you're going to, you know, redo the kitchen or something like that, it, you know, you see people put in just fake or cheap cabinetry, real low end, and that was fine in an upward market. But now you have people that are taking the buyers, you know, they have a lot of advantages and they can take their time buying the house. They know that they're not in a hurry, that somebody else is probably not going to jump on it. They take their time, they look at it carefully, and if they see something they don't like, like, some very cheap hardware or cabinetry, they are going to move on.
That's right.
or they're going to, you know, ask you to offer the house for a lot less than what you'd like.
That's right. So do your renovations and your upgrades very judiciously, and you don't want to skimp, but you don't want to overprice either. So you might be better off in some cases leaving those renovations for the buyer and pricing your house accordingly.
All right. In our next segment, what we want to talk about then is, you know, this is sort of the negative aspect of the downward market. What we want to talk about is then if you really need to sell your house, and a lot of people do, you get a transfer or you have to move for some reason, you know, what can you do to make your house, you know, stick out and hopefully sell even in the downward market?
That's right. And with the caveat that you're not going to spend more on those things than you're going to be able to recoup.
All right.
Because you've got to, you know, you could spend $1 million on a house and sell it for $100,000 in 5 minutes, right?
Sure.
But that doesn't make sense. So the kind of things we're going to talk about now are the things that you will be able to recoup, that will make your house stand out in the marketplace for a minimal investment.
All right. We'll talk about that right after this.
You're listening to the Handy Guys Podcast.
Okay, we're back, and let's now address that issue that you brought up, Ryan. You know, how do I make my house stand out? Hopefully it's standing up, it's not falling over.
Right.
And, you know, there are people still buying houses, there are people still selling houses, and so, you know, even though the market is down right now and we're in tough economic times, and the Handy Guys want to help you, you know, how you maintain a house on a budget here. But, you know, if you have to sell the house, what can you do without breaking the bank?
Well, the first thing to remember, I guess, when selling a house is that every house can sell, and every house can sell quickly. It's all a matter of what you're willing to sell it for and what a buyer is willing to pay for it. And what happens when prices are declining or depressed is that people selling a house often think it's worth more than what a buyer is willing to pay, and
sure,
then they can't come together, and therefore it sits on the market for a long, long time. So for the person selling, some of the things that can help boost the value, get someone in the door. The first main thing, and we're repeating what a lot of other people will tell you and what your realtor will tell you, but it's good advice, and that is curb appeal.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the author of this article I had previously mentioned in the Wall Street Journal, M.P. McQueen, talks about how having the right curb appeal can, you know, help you even before the person enters your home. From the moment they get out of their car, they're coming to look at your house, till they get to the front door, there's some things you can do to make your house more appealing.
That's right. So we had an episode on green grass, how to green up your grass, right?
Yeah.
So keep your grass watered, keep it mowed, keep it trimmed, and that's going to go a long way. If you've got bare spots, fill them in.
Right. You might want to also get rid of the car that's out on cinder blocks in the front yard. You might want to.
What about the couch on the porch?
Right, I was just going to say, yeah, get the interior furniture that's now outside, remove that. But clean up your lawn. If you can green it up, that's great. Some new shrubbery, perhaps, trimming back your landscaping, anything that's overgrown.
I was looking at a house recently of someone that I know whose front bushes you know, the house was built in the 40s, and it's the bushes that were planted when the house was built. And they were nice little boxwood hedge and, you know, this and that out front. And now those hedges are consuming the entire front of the house.
Yeah, you need to trim the hedges, that's for sure.
I mean, I think that in that particular case, it's definitely a tear every single one of them out and replant them, because they're just at the end of their life anyway, and it's just way overdoing it. And it would be a huge facelift for that particular house.
Right. Okay, so what else can we talk about, Brian, when it comes to curb appeal? Are there anything else we can do to make the house, you know,
more likable? Obviously, outside, if you've got peeling paint, if you've got mold, if you've got a roof that looks shabby, or especially a roof that's leaking, but just talk about aesthetics for a moment.
Sure.
and you want to take care of those type of issues. So when I sold my house, my old house a few years ago, I repainted all the trim power washed the front porch. I put a new little deck on the back planted flowers, trimmed up the landscaping, all of those kind of things.
It's important to keep the trim painted, as you mentioned. If you have peeling paint, obviously you want to take care of that. All those key issues. Now, what about if you're, you know, you got some old asbestos siding or something like that on your house?
Right.
You know, maybe you need to consider a re-siding job, but that's getting back to what we covered in the beginning, which is the big ticket item. Will you get a return? Well, if you can sell your house, actually, you may recover your costs there. So siding is an important feature. If you've got some really bad siding, you may, if you can't paint it, and you can paint a lot of siding. You can paint aluminum. Some people don't realize you can paint aluminum siding. Actually, mm-hmm. It holds paint pretty well if you properly prepare it and clean it. You know, if it's old aluminum siding, I once looked at a house that had really old, faded mint green siding, and or at least it looked mint green. And, you know, that was when the market was doing well, so I was considering buying the property, and the siding at that point didn't turn me off because I knew I could paint it. But in a down market, then, you know,
right,
you're not so fortunate.
Right. So in a down market, that house would sell if that siding was fresh.
Right.
If it was painted or replaced, it would definitely go a long way. But a power washer is your friend. A lot of siding can really look a lot better if it's power washed. Asbestos siding can be painted. It doesn't need to be torn down because it's asbestos siding.
Sure.
And it would look a whole lot nicer.
Don't need a no hazmat team required?
Not for painting it, no.
That would only be maybe ripping it down. But.
Right.
Okay, so, you know, other huge item, Brian, is windows. If you're looking at a house in a downturn market, you might see two identical houses built in the same, you know, both 20 years old or whatever, 15 years old even, and one has, you know, 15-year-old vinyl or aluminum windows that are deteriorating and maybe not work so well, and their springs are going and things like that. Another one has all new windows.
That's a big ticket item because windows, you've got a lot of issues beyond just the glazing. Sometimes you have trim and things that you need to deal with when you're doing replacement windows, and that can get very expensive. But if your windows are mechanically unsound, extremely drafty, then yeah, a window upgrade may be just the ticket to make your house more appealing than the one down the street that's for sale.
And obviously with our energy prices the way they are,
be a selling feature.
Sure.
Right?
I mean, I was just reading an article that today in one of the in Reuters, I think it was one of the news syndicators, and they were talking about that the folks in the Northeast, they're looking at oil prices that may double again this year. They're already high, and they may be doubled this year from last year, and people are really struggling on how they're going to pay their fuel oil. Well, you know, they're going to be looking carefully at homes and, you know, making sure that they're insulated properly.
Absolutely.
And have good windows.
And we're going to have a show when it comes to closer to the fall on adding insulation to your attic.
Right.
and energy improvement type things that you can do. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast so that you can be notified of when that's coming up.
Okay, so we've dealt with the external issues to the house. You know, you've got
there's a few other little things that came to mind, because I have on my notes here little things that improve the impact, and there's a couple of them outside.
This is the curb appeal.
The curb appeal impact outside.
All
little
right.
Things. Door knockers, door knobs.
Yes.
Mailboxes.
You want to have good knockers.
You know what I mean? Little. Yeah, thanks, Paul. All kinds of. Excuse me. There's little things like that, little touches that are very inexpensive to do. Your
sure.
house numbers.
Yeah, the hardware, that's a good point. You know, if it's you've got numbers that have turned green or whatever, it doesn't take much to add a lot of money to add some new hardware. You know, the light, you may have a post out there, a lantern, you can put a new some new light fixtures out there.
That's right. Those are all very inexpensive things, and they may give you a nice curb appeal and you know, make your house stand out.
The lamppost, and maybe have lights on the porch, and you have an
right.
old fixture. It's not
you know, I did that on my old house as I was selling it. I got some, they were on clearance at one of the home centers, like these little low-voltage landscape lights that were
sure.
stainless steel little things. You just stuck mm-hmm. them in the ground. I think it was $20-$30 for the set, and they're great. They were the people that bought the house commented on how much they liked them. So.
All right, so that's the outside features, but ultimately they're going to come into your home and they're going to check it out. So what can we do to improve the selling value of, or make your house more available, and hopefully we'll make it sell in this market?
Well, you know, you see these shows on TV about, get my house ready to sell, right, and stuff, or I don't know what they're called. And
flipping it and all that.
Yeah, not the flipping ones, but
the other ones,
the cleaning,
yeah,
the house,
right,
you know, where they come in and they do what's called staging, right? And they take a room and they redo it.
Sure.
And
get rid of the clutter is the bottom line.
That's
right?
Exactly what I was going to say. There shouldn't be anything on your countertops in your kitchen.
I shouldn't have. What about the piles of Wall Street journals?
No, get rid of those. You know, get all the junk out. Nothing on the countertops.
Okay.
And
nothing. Including the mixer, the toaster,
nope, put it all away.
The soap.
Put it all away.
Okay, wow. How am I going to live in that kitchen?
It's going to be, you're going to make do. Same with your closets. Take a third of everything out of your closets. It's going to make them look bigger and appear like they have more room. So take all your junk out of your closets and just have a couple outfits in there. And
that's easy to do. I mean, we can donate probably a good portion of what's in my closet to the
a
good cause.
And so get all that stuff cleaned out. And that will then help you as you're doing some of these little renovation things around your house in preparation for sale. So you're going to want to do things like painting, touch up your paint, touch up your trim, where it looks bad. Make sure everything looks fresh and clean and all of that.
And we're talking about cheap things you can do here.
That's right.
You know, cleaning up your fixtures in the sink. If they're old fixtures, you might consider replacing them. And the same in the bathroom. You clean the tile, clean the grout. You may even consider regrouting.
That's right. There shouldn't be one stain on your grout. There shouldn't be soap scum in your tub. No soap scum on your sink. No water spots on any chrome or brass fixtures.
Carpets or in flooring. What about that? Encroaching on big ticket items here.
That's right. Carpet is not super expensive, but if you're doing a whole house, it can get very, very expensive.
Yes, it can.
So make sure at least the carpet is cleaned. Maybe have it professionally cleaned or rent one of those steam cleaners. And if it's worn, frayed, holes, and things like that, replace it.
What about basements?
Basements is important.
Should it be finished? Or do you need to finish it?
I would say the only time you would need to finish it is if every other house that's competing with yours in the market has a finished basement and yours does not.
But even if it doesn't, if you're pricing it lower than, say, those that have the finished basement,
that's right.
You know, you just take that into account. Now, the bigger issue is what, Brian, with the basement?
The bigger issue is water in your basement. That's a huge turnoff for potential buyers, especially in a down market, because if you have a major issue, people aren't going to want to deal with that when they're buying a house. It's easier for them to go, you know, the other side of town or around the corner and buy that house that doesn't have that issue.
Sure.
So make sure you get those water issues taken care of.
And I know you have to reveal on the disclosure form, the seller, whether there has been water in the basement in the last 5 years or so.
Right. And that's probably going to vary from
state to
state or municipality to municipality. But as you're doing these fix-ups, these spruce-ups, you don't want to conceal deliberately problems that you know about, because that can just lead to trouble.
Yes. You don't want to have to deal with the lawyers.
That's right. So, you know, if you have water stains on your ceiling and you just paint over them, instead of fixing the water leak that caused those problems, you're going to be asking for trouble.
All right. So those are some of the big things. Is there anything else big inside the house you need to take care of? You know, like what about radon and things like that? I know in the Northeast and even in the Midwest, radon is a big issue. You probably should check that.
That's right. You know, it's a good idea to know what kind of issues your buyers may find when they buy the house.
Right.
Because your buyer is going to have a home inspector come in.
Sure.
And they're going to go through your house from top to bottom.
Termites is another thing.
That's right. So it may be wise, if you're concerned about the condition of your house, to hire your own home inspector. it may be wise to hire your own
home
inspector.
You're looking at what, $250, something like that?
It depends on the size of the house. But yeah, it might be $250, it might be $350, it might be $400. But a home inspector can give you the same report that they would give a potential buyer with a list of problems.
Some realtors are good at doing that too. They're going to help you, but that depends on the realtor.
That's right. And so, yeah, obviously termites. If your house has termites, you get them taken care of and get a warranty or a contract that you can transfer to your new buyer.
All right. Well, those are the big issues. You know, hopefully you can get your house sold. And I think you can in most areas, even in a downturn market. But you got to try to be ahead of your neighbors. You got to make sure you take care of all these items. And the curb appeal. I can't say that.
Right. And you've got to also be realistic in your pricing. And if you have a need to sell it quickly, make sure that it's priced appropriately. And, you know, there's little things you can do inside, too. We talked about little things outside. But, you know, there may be hardware and different small things like that inside. But
candles, Light a candle, right?
You may.
That used to work.
If you have some, you know.
The smells, you want to deal with
little
that.
Little funny smells, make sure you take care of those. You know,
pets.
If you're a cat person. Yeah. Make sure your cat stuff is all out of the house and taken care of and whatever you need to do there.
All right. Well, thank you, Brian, for covering that. Hopefully our listeners can now sell their home. And if you do are selling a home and you've listened to our tips, please let us know. Contact us at the Handy Guys Podcast. Until next week, I'm Paul.
I'm Brian.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
The Handy Guys would like to thank Basement Systems, the basement and crawl space specialist, for sponsoring our show. You can find them at www.basementsystems.com.